From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music. I'm Beth Ruyak. André Memari is a jazz pianist and composer from Brazil. On his first tour of the West Coast, he stopped by the Insight Studio with his trio. He's played and collaborated with percussionist Sergio Reze and bassist Neymar Diaz for years. And the trio was road testing its 2019 album, inspired by the Corner Club Arts Collective in the early 1970s. Here's André talking about what American audiences expect that a Brazilian jazz group will sound like.
American audiences more related to the bossa nova things because of Tom Jobim and Sinatra, and all the jazz players always love to play the bossa nova tunes by Jobim. But Brazilian music is, of course, not only that. And so we are bringing another view of Brazilian music.
All right, since you're here and you have instruments, I'm going to ask you to play it a little bit. So, André, for me, give me a few lines. Dance on the keyboard a little bit in what you think is a true Brazilian sound.
Ernesto Nazaré, he's like our Scott Joplin, as you know, the father of the Brazilian piano tradition, just like here Joplin is for the, you know, North American piano.
This is the André Memari Trio. André Memari Trio with Sergio Rezai and bassist Neymar Diaz. I can tell as you're playing that you have a long history with each other, especially Sergio. How far back?
I've been playing with André since like 21 or 22 years.
And how is the atmosphere for starting out as a young person trying to find bands to play in and places to play?
In the very beginning, it was very, very difficult to me. I didn't come from a family of musicians, and I have to do step by step. And I really remember when I first met André, we were in a big band of young musicians, and was like we connect really in the first time. So since then, we've been playing together and having a lot of fun together.
Do you remember that time, André?
Very well, yes.
What were you playing? What drums at that time? Because now there's a whole spectrum of instruments you play.
I always loved the drum set, the trap set, the American drum set. But I, since I was born in Brazil and raised in Brazil, I got used to play Brazilian percussion instruments. And then I try to mix the drums, the tradition of the drum set, along with the Brazilian sounds and also Brazilian instruments. So I try to don't think as a regular drummer, but I try to use the drums as an orchestral instrument, you know.
That's Sergio Rezai. In your program at the Mondavi, you're really taking us to a turning point in jazz in Brazil. So if we started with the familiar bossa nova, describe what you do with the show that you're touring with and the new album.
Yes, we have this new album being produced right now. That's a tribute to the Clube da Esquina, or the Corners Club. And Corners Club is beautiful movement in Brazil, because there are different streams of music that coexist, including bossa nova. So Milton Nascimento, the voice that was leading that whole movement, you know, you have all this music coming from pop, from classical, from jazz, and it's all blended beautifully. And that's the center of our concert here in Mondavi is the music of the Clube da Esquina, of course, in our own arrangements, in an instrumental form, of course. There are songs, but we are not going to sing. And we have Neymar Dias playing not only the acoustic and electric bass, but also the viola caipira, who's a folk instrument in Brazil, and that he's a master of that instrument. So I would say that our trio has this language, you know, that we've been developing for many, many years of playing together. And the music of the Clube da Esquina is like our main subject.
And the viola caipira, Neymar, is like a 10-string guitar? Would that be the comparison?
It's often open tune. Can be in G open or E open. In each region of Brazil, they play in different ways, and like we speak in many regions of Brazil. I started to play viola at age of 4,
wow,
long time ago.
Yeah. Were your parents musicians?
My father was a musician, and then I started to learn by myself other instruments, bass, guitar, but I still play viola caipira as well.
That reminds me of a story, Andre. Your mom was a pianist.
An accordion player, yes.
And when she became pregnant with you, what happened in your family?
Wow, that's really nice, because my mother always dreamt about having a piano. And then when my father knew she was pregnant, he gave her a piano and also gave me a piano. When I was born, I already have the piano. And it looks like my mother started giving me birth on the piano bench. So I was doomed.
Well, I'm ready to hear more music. Okay. What would you like to perform next
for
us?
Let's go to the music of Clube da Esquina that I talked about. We can play a song by Lo Borges and Milton Nascimento. Tudo que você podia ser, or All You Could Be.
Andre Memari Trio. This is the first tour in the U.S. for a number of years for you, right?
Yeah, I've been touring the U.S. mostly solo piano for quite a while.
But not recently.
Yes, but the trio tour is the first one. and it's been great. We had great opportunities, beautiful venues, and we played Dizzy's in New York, we played the Kennedy Center in Washington, and many other beautiful venues. We played the Cumbia Jazz here in Santa Cruz. It was memorable for us. And yeah, I'm pretty new to the West Coast, so I hope I can come back soon.
Andre, when that Club de Esquina album was first created in the 70s, you weren't even born yet, were you?
That's true. But I wasn't born when Johann Sebastian Bach was writing music
well,
as
that's
well.
That's true. You have a point.
That's the beauty about music, because it's good music is timeless, right? And yes, the Club de Esquina album, the legendary album, is from 1972. Mm-hmm. But this music is so much alive until this day that, you know, we can always revisit it and recreate it.
Neymar, I feel like the music is easy to connect with it. It's easy to not know music and be invited in by this music.
People see our connection, and we're very happy to bring this to the people, and more or less what Sergio said about.
There was so much love between this music and these friends of Minas Gerais.
Well, thank you. I'd like to introduce again the Andre Memari Trio, with Andre at the keyboard and Sergio Hezzi as the percussionist. Neymar Diaz is on bass, and let's go.
Thank you.
the Andre Memari Trio with Sergio Reze on percussion and Neymar Diaz on bass. We have their 2019 album inspired by the Corner Club Arts Collective and a video of the trio performing the title track in our studio. It's all on our website, capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music on Cap Radio.